Hi there, this is Paula from Sugarbox Coaching, and welcome to this audio blog, which is originally posted last year in 2011 at Business Matters magazine at bmmagazine.co.uk, where I am a columnist. And this blog is called What Exactly is a Motivational Speaker? There's a worrying tendency that's developed over the years for a level of being promoted to the level of your incompetence to become ever more widespread. And we're taking a look here at public and motivational speakers and wondering what it is exactly that qualifies us for the title. So what exactly is a motivational speaker? Now for me, it was my mum who motivated me with threats of wait till your dad gets home. And this was parenting 1970s style. Nowadays, it seems, all one has to do is fail or be clueless on national TV and promptly announce oneself as a motivational speaker. And to me, there are two very distinct types of motivational speaker. There's the legitimate, I've done things and I want to help you speakers, who do a hard circuit of shows to an audience of business people who feel there's a return on investment to be had in getting high-level achievers all fired up to the level that they'll rush out and do wondrous things for their businesses. And then on the flip side, there's the entertainers, the ex-something or others. Now, these can be anything from ex-presidents to, well, quite frankly, anyone who's been on telly in any capacity, but has probably had something negative said or done to them, or there's been something negative said or done by them. So these people will set themselves up, or are set up by others, to appear at events for which people will pay good money to come along, sit down, and listen to some anecdotal tosh about my life in the White House, I'm a celebrity, Big Brother, Apprentice. And it's this latter that really causes me annoyance. There's a number of ex-reality show candidates who have all set themselves up as motivational speakers. People who are businessmen, businesswomen, and strive to outdo one another in unpleasantness and tactics to win a competition. Now, they all know there can be only one, but the real advantage of being a contestant is about the same as being in Big Brother. So you can fail spectacularly, get really well paid for telling people about it, and hopefully we'll, as in the audience, forget all the bad pictures and they'll be consigned to television history. The main issue for me, though, is that these people may take work away from quite legitimate business coaches and trainers who have spent their lives learning and honing their craft to a level where it's actually understandable to participants and it's based on experience and research. So, fouled up a pitch? No problem. Spoken so quickly you can't be understood? Fine. Been thoroughly unpleasant and blatantly told untruths on TV to get ahead? Come on in, just the sort of inspiration we're looking for. Now then, there's a chance that this missive may come across as some petty-minded, envious rant against a bunch of non-deserving people who were just in the right place at the right time. Not so. If you're out there looking for someone to come to your school, your business or whatever, and then simply entertain, then fine. If you actually want to get your money's worth, however, then I'd suggest a little bit of deeper research into your chosen candidate. One will give you business insights and actually motivate your target audience. The other will just entertain. Thank you again for listening. I'm Paula Jones from Sugarbox Coaching. You can connect with me on Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/sugarboxcoaching. You can follow Sugarbox Coach on Twitter. And if you check out the website, www.sugarboxcoaching.com. Until next time, thank you.